We are on Daf Tzadi Beis Amud Beis at the Mishnah, top of the Amud. Says the Mishnah, Hamistavin Lahitzi Lufanov Uba Laila Achrov. So someone had in mind to do a Hitzah where the item would remain in front of them. And what happened? It swung around Uba Laila Achrov. And it swung around behind them. But if they had in mind to be meitzit la'achrov and it was ba'al le'lefonav, then they are chayiv. We'll see back in a second. Be'emes amru ha'isha chigeres b'sinar bein mil faneha bein mil achareha chayeves. A woman who, she was wearing this sinar, which was some type of trousers of sorts, which she would wear for tznius. And she would often hang things on them. And it was common to have things swing around from front to back and back to front and so on. So says the Mishnah, Be'emes Amru Aisha Chageres B'Sinar. A woman who's wearing this Sinar, which was, the Gemara Bava Kamma mentions that from Takanas Ezra, they made a Takana that a woman should wear this, these underwear or these short trousers for Tznias, and she would hang things off them. So Be'emes Amru Aisha Chageres B'Sinar Bein Mufaneh Bein Mufaneh, something swings around front to back, back to front. Chayeves Shekein Ro'oi Liyos Chayza, because it's normal for this to swing around front to back and so on. Therefore she cannot say, oh, I had in mind to be motzi something which would remain in the front and then it swung around to the back or the back and the front and so on. She cannot say that. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Af Mekabele Piskin, even Mekabele Piskin. We'll see Rashi and Tosfos to see what this means. So let's see a couple of Rashi's. Rashi says, "A miskaven leitzi lefan of kagoyim shetzarer ma'iz b'sadina kadeshi utzluyin lefan of ubal elachrov." The person wraps up, let's say, in a handkerchief some money, and they have in mind that it's going to be in front of them, and it swings round to the back. Potter dolei niskayma machshavtoi. So we're kind of back to Perek Klal Gadol. If you remember, we spoke about this in Perek Klal Gadol. The Ptura Misasik, says Rashi, this is like a case of Misasik. I certainly had no intention whatsoever to do this, and therefore one is going to be Potter. Whereas, curiously, if you had in mind to carry it La'achrov, Ubalulafonov, then you are chayiv, begamam farish taima. Meaning, because surely we should be consistent. To the extent that if you want to carry it in the front and it goes in the back, you're potter. And if you want to carry it in the back and it goes in the front, you should also be potter. Then we said the case of the sinar, which we said was ke'ed mechasam katan, and these short trousers, v'chigera seysel etznias. She wears it for tznias, v'im tol sabay shum davar lahitzi u'bar l'letzad acher chayevus. Why? Shekein ro'oi liyeis chayzer, min a dark liyeis chayzer svivay seh, mitchilasa yedah shesefel esabach. When a woman hangs something off these, off this particular type of garment, she knows that the derech is that sometimes it swings around from front to back and back to front and so on. Now, the last case is, Rav Yehuda says, even mekabalei piskin, a petek is a piece of paper. So what does mekabalei piskin mean? Says Rashi, very interesting Rashi. Rashi says, Shel Melech, it's someone who is Mekabel a petek from the king. So he is some type of a royal courier of sorts, and he's supposed to deliver something for the king. Lemoistrom Lerotzim, and he's supposed to go and hand it on to the runners. Afheim Chayovim Ba Hoitzoson, even these Mekabel a piskin, they are machoyev, afilu loy niskaima machshavton, kagoin haitzion almanas lasitin lerot zeh, vinosnu lezeh. So says Rashi, very, very interesting thing, meaning you have one of them, the Kabbalah Piskin. So he thinks, right, I'm going to take this royal document, and I'm going to hand it to Reuven the runner. And he goes out into the Rishus HaRabim and he finds Shimon. And he hands it off to Shimon instead of to Reuven. Says Rashi, this is pshat in the Mishnah, that af metabli piskin. Says Rashi, kach loshen rabbeisai velibi megamgeim. I have a difficult time with this pshat. It's fascinating that Rashi does not offer an alternative pshat. He just brings the pshat of rabbeisav, and he says he doesn't like it. Rushenim ask, the Ritva, the Rashba, they say, I mean, what does this have to do with our sigya of a person who has in mind to carry something in front of them and it swings round to the back. The back and it comes round to the front, or a woman who's wearing a sinar, and it's also the type of thing where the item swings around. Rabbi Yehuda says, Af Mekabli Piskin. I mean, okay, even besides the fact that the case is difficult enough to say that if I have in mind to do a Hitzah, to take something from Rosh Hashanah and go to Rosh Hashanah, and I do so, but it just happened to be, I thought that I would meet Reuven there, and I would pass it on to Reuven, but instead I meet Shimon there. Even that's quite difficult to understand, but ask Shimon, what does this have to do with our particular mission? It seems a totally different case. If you look at Tesis over here, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Af Mekabli Piskin, and it's interesting why Rashi didn't learn like this, to the extent, I mean, we've had many times, very interesting, in the last couple of prakim, where Rashi quotes Rabbeisav and it disagrees with them, many, many times. Says Tesis, Rabbi Mefarsh Rabbeinu Shmuel, Pashas, he's bringing from the Rashbam, Sheyesh Adam Mamuna Lamelech, Sheneisa Piskin Shal Melech, Leida Minyan Giboirav V'chayalav Obeis Eitzroisav. So there's an individual who is appointed by the king, and he carries around these bits of paper in order to know the number of his gibarim and his chayolim and his beis etzrav and so on. B'neisen oisan b'kiseyen, and he carries it in his kiss. Hatluyin be'ezar, and it's hanging on his ezar. So it's all something which is wrapped around his body. V'oisan kisin choizrin pa'amim lefneihem u'pa'amim l'achareihem. And these things also have a tendency to swing around and about. Zoktes is having mamish dumit sinar de la'el shu'chayzer. And it's mamish that is very similar to the case of sinar. Aye, if so, if it's mamish like sinar, so why does the Tanakhama not hold of it? I mean, Rabbi Yehuda, it's mamish, but he's disagreeing. And Rabbi Daimer af. Rabbi Yehuda says, even the Mekabli Piskin. So it says Tesis v'Tanakama to be the lechashiv lei. Some add in the word lechashiv lei darkai liyos chayzer. Tanakama says the Tanakama says it's not considered to be enough darkai liyos chayzer. The Tesis Yom Tov over here says that what we need to explain and say that this case of the Mekabli Piskin is Eino Chozer Kuli Hai Kumoi Sinar. It doesn't swing around quite as much as the case of the Sinar Nashim. Ubaha Pligi Ichashiv Hazara Oiloi. Avo Ein Lefarish de Pligi Im Chozer Klal Im Loi Shiaf Shiachliku B'Metzias. Eichel. Says the Tesis Yom Tov, we don't want to have a Machlikas in Metzias. The Rabbi Yehuda says it does swing around, and the Tanakhama says it does not swing around. That's not a very good machlokes. But rather, we will say it's more of a lomdish machlokes, meaning the sinar of the women. So whatever this little apron or this little underwear or whatever it is that they're wearing, but if she hangs something on it, it always swings around. So a woman cannot say, oh, I had in mind to be motzi lefonai, and it came behind me, in front. That you know that it's going to swing around. You know that. Whereas the Mekabli Piskin, says the Rashbam, that it happens, says the Tesis Yom Tov, it happens much less frequently. And therefore the Machlekes is, let's give an example, let's say it happens 15% of the time. So is 15% of the time significant enough? Is that percentage high enough that we will say that when it happens, you cannot say, oh, this was not my intention. I didn't assume this would happen, but you know that it happens albeit not as frequently as the case of Sinar, but you know that it happens. So the Tanakhama says it doesn't happen enough to say that's considered to be your das. Whereas your Buddha says it happens enough, and therefore you're going to be chayav. That's the way the Tesis Yomtiv explains the Rashbam. And as we said, Rashi brings Rabbi Yisov, disagrees with him, and doesn't bring him shot. Interesting. Let's see. Says the Gemara, "My son of one of Ubala, the Ach of the Potter, delays Avid Machshavtoi." So just like in the ratio, where you're carrying something in front and something happens and it swings behind you, we pati. Rashi says it's like misasik. Your potter delays avida delays avid machshavtoi. If so, la achrav ubal elafon of nami olays avid machshavtoi. So too, if you had in mind and you wanted it to be behind you, and it turns out it came in front of you, we should also pati for the very same reason. Says the Gemara, Amr Belozer Tavra, you're right. The Mishnah is broken, so to speak. Misha Shavrazul Shanazur. The Tano who taught the Reisha didn't teach the Sefer. Meaning the Tano, the Reisha, would part you in both cases. And the Tano, the Sefer, would part you in both cases. It's clearly different to Anoyim. Misha Shanazur, Lui Shanazur. Amr Ravanein, Omai Kusha. Dilma the fun of a ball of the Akhra of higher time at the pot of the Niskav and the Shmira Ma'ula, but also the other Shmira Pachusa. The reason why in the ratio of potter is because you want to do an effective shmira, a good shmira where you're watching the item, it's in front of you, and if it happens to swing behind you, that was not your intention, you're going to be potter. Whereas in the sefer, whereas la'achrav u'bal lo'y lafanav hainu time in the chayv, then it's gavon the shmira p'chusav, also we have the shmira ma'ula. So that, for sure, you're going to be chayv. It's not pshat that you specifically want it to be behind you to the exclusion of in front of you. It's just that even if it's behind you, and even if it's only going to be a shmira p'chusa, you're still happy. But avada, you'll be that much happier if it ends up swinging in front of you, and this way you have a shmira ma'ula. So avada, you're going to be chayv. So it says, Rava, we don't need to say that it's a tavra. We don't need to say Misha Shanazu, Le Shanazu. And Zatrova, Elamai Kushya. But if there is going to be a kasha, Diyuka de Masnisin Kasha. What is Shver is the diuk within the Mishnah. Meaning, what does the Mishnah say? A Miskavan Light Silafanov. Someone has in mind to be Maitzi in front of them, Ubal Le Achrov, and it ends up being behind them, potter. Ha la'achrov u'bal la'achrov. But if you had in mind to carry it behind you, and in fact you carried it behind you, avada, you're going to be chayav. That's the diuk. Eima seifa la'achrov u'bal la'fanov u'dechayev. Ha la'achrov u'bal la'achrov, potter. But if it was behind you, you had in mind that it should be behind you, and it was behind you, it's meduya, could be potter. Explains the Pnei Yeshua that it means I had in mind that it should be behind my right shoulder, and it swings around and now it's behind my left shoulder. So that's not necessarily what I wanted. I wanted it should be behind my right shoulder, not behind my left shoulder, and so on. So we have a stira in the diukim. That is, says Rava, that is going to be the kasha which we could ask. So on that we say, Amra Balaza Tavra Misha Shanazu Lishanazu, you're right, Takishver. We're gonna have to say the Tan of the Rage is not the Tan of the Sefer. Whereas Amra Vashi, no, my Kushya Dilma Laimi Baika Amar. Maybe the structure of the Mishnah is a Laimi Baika Amar. Laimi Baila Achrav Bala La Achrav Dechayiv. Avada in the case where you had in mind to carry it la'achrav, ubal la'achrav, and in the end it remains la'achrav avada dechayiv. This avida machshavte, because that was your machshava was done the way you wanted it to be done. Elafilu la'achrav ubal lefanav itzrichalei. Even in a case where you had in mind la'achrav and it turned out to come lefanav, you might have thought that you're potter. So yes, you're going to be chayiv because your intention was primarily you were happy to do a low level shmirah. You were happy for it to be behind you, but not to the exclusion of it coming in front of you. And therefore, now that it comes in front of you, avada, you're going to be machoyev. Fine. Now, the Gemara says in Sama Vegirsa Lema Laachrav Uba Laiv. So let us say that Laachrav Uba Laachrav Tanoihi. Let us suggest that in a case where you had in mind for it to be Laachrav and it remains Laachrav, that is actually Machlikis Tanoim if you're going to be Machlik. The Tanya. A person takes out coins in a money belt, and the opening of the money belt is upwards. So you've got a money belt where this is, you've got a pouch, and the coins are placed in over here, and you place it up like this, so the gravity is going to ensure that it doesn't fall out. Chayiv. What about if you turn your money belt the other way around, and it's very possible that the coins might fall out. So again, wouldn't you admit to me that in the case where it was la'achrov, you had in mind that it should be la'achrov, and it was ba'al la'achrov, that you are going to be chayiv? V'amrulai, and they responded and they said, the iyat amayda kala'achra yadei v'ragle shupater, would you not admit to us that if you carry it in a backhanded manner that you're going to be potter? So, Om Rabbi Yehuda says, Ani amarti davar echad, v'hein amru davar echad. I said one thing, and they said one thing. Ani le'matzasi tshuva le'divrehem. I didn't find an answer to their words. V'hein le'matzasi tshuva le'divrehem. And they didn't find an answer to my words. So the Gemara wants to prove that this is actually machlekes tanaim. What does the Gemara say? Midaka amar lehu. From the fact that Rabbi Yehuda said to the Chachamim, "I atem maidim, would you not admit to me in the case of where you had in mind to do la'achrov, and it actually was la'achrov? Would you not admit to me in that case that you're chayiv?" From the fact that he's challenging them on that, lav nichlal the patri rabbanan, would there not imply that the rabbanan, even in that case of la'achrov ubal or la'achrov, you're going to be potter? In which case we have proven that the case of la'achrov ubal la'achrov is in fact a machlikas tanoim. And just to explain, the Rashba points out over here, and the Rashba says that it's a little bit difficult to understand the Gemara. Usually, whatever the Gemara says, whenever you have machlikas tanoim, machlikas beis Shammai beis Hillel, machlikas Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, and one says to the other, wouldn't you at least admit to me in case X that you're chayiv? They mean to say, just like you would clearly admit to me in case X that you're chayiv, so surely you should also admit to me in case Y, which we're arguing about. But that's over here, we're trying to say that la'achrov, ubo le'la'achrov is a machlekes tanayim. What's the raya? From the fact that Rabbi Yehuda says, wouldn't you admit to me in the case of la'achrov ubal la'achrov that you're chayiv? But we're trying to prove that la'achrov ubal la'achrov is a machlekes tanoim, and we're trying to prove that the rabbanan would actually disagree on that case. So the Rashba says this is kind of different to other cases in Shas, and he says that the way to understand this Gemara is really based on the line before. The Rebbe says, I said something, they couldn't answer me. They said something, I couldn't answer them. In other words, in theory, I'm going to have to argue with them in all cases. They're going to have to argue with me in all cases. In which case now, when the Gemara says, Midika Amarlu, Iyatem Moedem, and we see that they seemingly disregard and disagree with their views in all cases. So even in the case of L'achrov U'bol L'achrov, even in that case, the Rabbanim will disagree. That's what the Gemara wants to suggest. Ayin Sham in the Rashbi explains this line of the Gemara, which seemingly al derech hapshat is difficult. Al kopanim, the Gemara is saying at this stage, we have a proof that la'achrov u'bala la'achrov is a machlikas tanayim. Says the Gemara, that's difficult to say. With a tameich, duka amri lei, when they said to Rabbi Yehuda, I atamoida, do you not admit to us? Michlal de Machayev Rabbi Yehuda, what was the case of the Rabbanan? The Rabbanan said, would you not admit to us if a person carries something in a backhanded manner that you're going to be potter? Do you want to tell me that Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with that? Artanya, la'achar yadei v'raglei divrei hakol potter. We learned in the Mishnah that if you carry something in a backhanded manner, everyone agrees that you're potter. So we're a little bit stuck. So the Gemara qualifies. And the Gemara says no. Elo la'achrov u'bole la'achrov divrei hakol chayiv. If you had in mind to carry it behind you, and you carry it behind you, divrei hakol chayiv. La'achar yodiv aragloi, divrei hakol potter. If you carry it in a backhanded manner, everyone will say that you're potter. Ki pligi bepundose upia lamata. The machlokes is if you carry a money belt with the opening facing downwards. How do we equate this? What do we view this like? Mar medame le la'achrav ubal la'achrav. One equates it with, well, if you're carrying something behind you with a shmira p'chusa and you end up doing that, the yuchayev, even though it's a shmira p'chusa. So too, if you have your money belt and the opening is downwards, it's clearly not a good shmira. It's very possible that the money might fall out. So you're not guarding the money in a good way. It's similar to the case of Shmira Pchusa. Whereas, Umar Medamile La'acha Yadav Aragle. Whereas one opinion says that's Mamish carrying it in a backhanded manner. You're carrying it in a very strange way. To carry a money belt with the opening face downwards, that is Mamish like a Kalacha Yad. And therefore we say, you're going to be potter. So Bekitzer, we have over here so far, we said, if you have a mind to be miskaven, light to the fun of a ball of achrav, everyone says you're potter, that's misasik. If it's the achrav of a ball of lefanov, we have a machlekes amorayim, do we say tavra misha shanazu le shanazu? Or do we say for sure, in that case, you're going to be chayiv? And everyone would agree with which you're chayiv, because for sure, in the case of the shmir of all, you're going to be chayiv. And then we have a shaila, what about if you carry a money belt facing downwards? Are we medama that to the case of la'achrav u'bala la'achrav, meaning to say it's like a case of shmir b'chusa, that you're going to be chayiv? Or are we medama to a case of kalacha yad, and you're going to be potter? Then we said the emes omro, if a woman carries an item on her sinar, and it swivels around from front to back, or back to front, she is chayiv. Says the Gemara, Tana kol be'emes halachi. Excuse me, anytime when it says be'emes, in the Mishnayis, that implies that's the way that we pass him. Kol be'emes halachi.
It is halacha l'boshim sinai?
I'm not sure. I mean, This is.
There
definitely is a sheet in the Mishnah which says that. I'm just not sure. I'm just trying to remember if that is an open Gemara which says that, or if that's just one opinion in the Mishnah. But it's definitely an opinion which says that. Correct. For sure. Rabbi Yehuda af makabli piskin, even makabli piskin, tana shekein lav lare malchus eisen kein, because the scribes, the royal scribes, this is what they do. And again, Rashi says the same thing. If you look at the last Rashi on the sugya, Rashi says shekein lav lare malchus eisen kein, b'daiter lemeisran lazeh. The Eina Moitzoi, the Dvar HaMelech Nochetz, Moitzi Acher, Moistroi Loi. So interesting, Rashi, even though Rashi said Libi Megam Game, Rashi seems to go with the Pshat of Rabbi Safa. I mean, that's the reason why he doesn't say another Pshat. And that's the way he explains in the Sigil. Let's begin the next Sigil for a couple of minutes, 5 minutes. Zog the Mishnah. The Mishnah says like this: Amitzi Kikar Lushis Harabim Chayiv. And the Rishonim say, really, this first bov of the Mishnah is unnecessary, and it was only said agav the next cases. This sugya is the sugya which discusses what happens if it's a zayachol v'zayachol, and they carry it out together. For instance, if two people carry out a pen on Shabbos together. Reuben is holding it from one side, Shimon is holding it from the other side, and they carry it out into the Rosh Hashanah. So we're going to see what's the din. What about if it's a Zeh Eina Yachol, the Zeh Eina Yachol is a very heavy beam, and neither one can do it by themselves, and they carry it out together, what's the din? And what about if it's a Zeh Yachol, the Zeh Eina Yachol, and they carry it out together, what's the din? So let's see. Zog the Mishnah. Then we say Chayavin, Reb Shimon Pater. And even there, Reb Shimon Pater, even in the case of Zeh Eina Yachol v'Zeh Eina Yachol, still Reb Shimon Pater. So, Amr of Yuda, Amr Rav, Amr Abaye, Amr of Masisa Tana, Zeh Yachol, Zeh Yachol, Rabbi Meir Mechayev, Rabbi Yuda, Rabbi Shimon Patrin. In a case where Zeh Yachol, Zeh Yachol, they're carrying out a very light object, still Rabbi Meir is Mechayev, and Rabbi Yuda, Rabbi Shimon Pater. Zeh Eina Yachol, Zeh Eina Yachol, neither one can, so they changed the gears to, okay, so Rabbi Yehuda of Rabbi Meir Mechayvin, or Rabbi Meir of Rabbi Yehuda Mechayvin. You know, Rabbi Meir was one who was Mechayvin in the first case. Here we say, not only Rabbi Meir, but even Rabbi Yehuda would agree in this case. And still, Rabbi Shimon Peiter. So even though it's a very heavy beam, neither one is able to carry it by himself. They carry it together, still Rabbi Shimon Peiter. And finally, Zeh Yachol v'Zeh Eina Yachol, one can, one cannot, Divrei Hakol Chayiv. Everyone says, in that case, you're going to be Chayiv. And as Rashi says, the Kavan Mefarish, Hei Min Ayam Chayiv. So we have, if it's a case of Zeh Yachol v'Zeh Yachol, Rabbi Meir says you're Chayiv, and Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon say you're Potter. If it's Zeh Eina Yachol v'Zeh Eina Yachol, so now Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda say you're Chayiv, and still Rabbi Shimon Paters, and if it's Zeh Yachol v'Zeh Eina Yachol, which we'll get to much later on, then we say everyone says you're Chayiv.
What is the svara of Rabbi Shimon?
We're going to see. The Gemara is going to get to it. Let's learn that from Sukkim. Zog the Gemara. Tanya Nami Achi Yamitzi Kikar V'Shisa Rabbi and Chayiv. If you're Moitzi Kikar into the Shisa Rabim, you are Chayiv. Hayitzi Ushnayim, Rabbi Meir Mechayiv, Rabbi Yehuda, Imra Im, Imla Yachol, Echad Leitzi, Vayitzi Ushnayim, Chayavin, Imla Abturin. If it's a Zeh, Yachol, Vazeh Yachol, you're going to be Potter. Rabbi Shimon Poitzer, even in the case of Zeh, Eina Yachol, Vazeh, Eina Yachol. Says the Gemara, we'll just see very quickly, Minani Mili, in Voskei the Machlekas, what's the Shiloh over here? The Tana Rabbanan. The Pasuk says, and let's just read the whole Pasuk. The Pasuk says, V'im nefesh achas techta bishkaga me'ama aretz ba'asei sa achas mimitzas Hashem asher leisei asena ve'ashem. Now it says, im nefesh, which is, nefesh achas is singular, techta bishkaga me'ama aretz, And the whole pasuk is written in the singular. So the Gemara says like this. Yeah, ba'aseisa ha'aisa es kula, v'aloya ha'aisa es miktasa. The pasuk says only someone who does the entire act is going to be chayiv, not someone who does a partial act. Ketzad, shnayim shayu irzin b'malgeiz. Two people are holding on to, let's say, a big fork. V'loigzin. And they're piling up wheat. So they're doing the malacha of ma'amer. Or bekarkar v'sheivtin. They are kind of pulling and stretching the vertical thread onto the weaving machine together. Or bekulmos v'kaisvin. They're holding onto a kulmos and they are writing. Or bekane v'hoitzi, or a reed, and they're taking it out to the Rishus HaRabim. So, yachol yuchayav and Talmud Leim Rabbah, say so. In the singular, it's just, if you do the whole malacha, you did it. You did the whole malacha. It says, kula v'loya oisa miktasa dach, if you did the whole thing, as opposed to if you only do part of it. Whereas, we say, if it is the eagle shall dveil of, it's a very heavy cake of pressed figs, v'yitzilu shisarabim, or b'koira, it's a heavy beam, v'yitzilu shisarabim. So Rabbi Yudaim, im le'yocho echad la'yitzioi, v'yitzilu shnayim chayavin. If one person couldn't have taken it out by himself, and both people take it out, you're going to be chayiv, im lav, p'turim. But otherwise, if it's Zayachal or Zayachal, you're going to be potter. Rav Shimon Omer, Avopi Shalayachal Echad Lahitziyoy. Vahitziyu Shnayim Paturin Lakach Nemer Ba'aseiso. Zokum Shimon, look, I'm very sorry, but it says Ba'aseiso, if you did it, Mashmif, you do the whole thing. Yachid Shaso Chayiv Shnayim Shaso Paturin. Which teaches me, the only time you're going to be chayiv is if one person does the whole thing, but if two people do it, you're going to be potter. So just to sum up, and we'll see tomorrow exactly the way they all learn the psukim. But again, we have over here the following: if it's ze yachol v'ze yachol, and they take it out together, so Rabbi Meir says you're still chayiv, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon potter. If it's ze eina yachol, v'ze eina yachol, so now not only is Rabbi Meir Machayev, but even Rabbi Yehud is Machayev, and still Rabbi Shimon Pater is. Why? Because Rabbi Shimon says, Ba'aseisa teaches me, you have to do it. You need to do the entire thing. Regardless of your ability or your inability to do it yourself, the only time you're Chayev is if you complete the entire thing. We're going to see tomorrow that it's going to be dependent on this pasuk which we just quoted. There seems to be three potential miutim, and it's going to depend how exactly each of these tanoim learn the miutim will depend on how they on their three respective shitas. Okay, we'll pick it up tomorrow, Bez Hashem, at 6:00.